Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Eddie Cantor, Isham Jones, Buddy DeSilva, and Harry Frankel. This past week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1892 in New York's Lower East Side of Edward Israel Ishkovitz. You know him better as Eddie Cantor. From Earl Carroll's show Canary Cottage, he went to Florence Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic at the New Amsterdam Theater on 42nd Street. After its 27-week run, Ziegfeld put him in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1917, 18, and 19. Cantor fell out of favor with Ziegfeld when he became active in Actors' Equity, which closed down Broadway theaters in a strike, but he was hired by the Schuberts for Midnight Rounders and Make It Snappy. Ziegfeld got him back in the Follies in June of 1923, and later that year, his own show, Kid Boots, ran for 479 performances and was also a Paramount silent film. He starred again in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927. Ziegfeld's Whoopee made Eddie Cantor a millionaire. He lost it all in the stock market crash, but being one of the most popular stars in show business by that time, he was able to revive his fortune. In 1931, he started in radio and became one of the biggest stars of that medium for the next two decades. He was also signed by Samuel Goldwyn, where he had major successes in films like Whoopee, Palmy Days, The Kid from Spain, Roman Scandals, Kid Millions, and Strike Me Pink. In 1937, he signed with 20th Century Fox to do Alibaba Goes to Town, and he went on to star in the Colgate Comedy Hour on NBC Television. A little-known fact is that Merry Melodies' Warner Brothers cartoon theme was written by Murray Mencher, Charlie Tobias, and Eddie Cantor. Eddie Cantor supported and entertained our troops tirelessly during World War II. He was recruited by President Roosevelt to help in the fight against infantile paralysis and created the March of Dimes. Cantor was the first national president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1933 to 35, as well as the first national president of the American Federation of Radio Artists. In 1952, he suffered his first heart attack, and a second forced him into semi-retirement. He died on October 10, 1964. Here's Eddie Cantor.
It doesn't pay to worry, it doesn't pay to fret. If you lose or win, always use a grin. All you can get from worry is wrinkles on your brow. I found a way to live long, so let me tell you how. If your bankroll is bent, laugh it off. When they call for the rent, laugh it off. When a fellow borrows 10 and you lend it to him then, all you can do is whistle till we meet again. If you feel I'm the bum, laugh it off. If you're caught selling rum, laugh it off. If your wifey runs away and they bring her back next day, laugh it off. Oh, brother, laugh it off. If your hair's falling out, laugh it off. If your wife's getting stout, laugh it off. When the world looks black and blue, think of this because it's true. Graveyards are full of guys who'd gladly change with you. If you slip on the peel, laugh it off. If you choke on the meal, laugh it off. If you accidentally trip and break something on your hip, laugh it off. Oh, brother, laugh it off. If your new shoes are tight, laugh it off. If your wife snores at night, laugh it off. If someone tells you to go where there is no ice or snow, don't get excited, brother. You don't have to go. If you're down in the dump, laugh it off. If your kids have the mumps, laugh it off. If you're sick and Dr. Quack puts a plaster on your back, laugh it off, oh brother, laugh it off. If you lose at the track, laugh it off. If you sit on a tack, pull it out. Have your fun, don't be a dunce. They can only kill you once. Laugh it off, oh brother, laugh it off.
Athletics, cosmetics, a weighing machine are part of the feminine daily routine for what? And oceans of lotions and potions you take to keep that old something or other awake, why not? Even after you grow old, baby, you don't have to be a cold baby. Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful. If you wanna be loved, da-da-da-da, don't fail to do your stuff. With a little powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful. If you wanna be loved. If you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off, off of here, off of there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, have a permanent wave in your hair. Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful, if you wanna be loved.
Be sure and get your man, wrap your body in a coat of tan. Keep young and beautiful, if you wanna be loved.
You'll always have your way, if he likes you in a negligee.
Keep young and beautiful, if you wanna be loved.
Oh, a slim little waist is a pleasure, and a trim little limb is divine.
Oh, a sly little eye is a treasure, it'll get him drunker than wine.
You'll drive him half insane, in a bathing suit of cellophane.
Keep young and beautiful, if you wanna be loved.
Each wrinkle in your skin, rub it out and rub a dimple in.
Keep young and beautiful, if you wanna be loved.
In using or choosing a lipstick, use the kind that won't leave any mark.
Use the kind that'll make roguish lipstick when he kisses you in the dark.
Get him to hold you tight, let him get a whiff of Christmas night. And keep young and beautiful if you wanna be loved. Very hot in the steam room, then you've got to get hot in the cold. There is heat to the beat of the music if they'll let their bodies unfold.
Shake well to slender rise, roll your eyes around for exercise.
Keep young and beautiful, everyone will
where is thy sting? I don't care, cause I've seen everything. Keep young and beautiful.
We want Panther. We want Panther.
Here I am. And now, my dear public, I'm going to sing one of the songs from my last picture, The Kid from Spain. Here goes. I just fell, hook, line, and sinker for the sweetest gal in town. I'm all bound up with a brand new love affair. I can't tell which way I'm going, cause the world is upside down. I know that I'm gone, the panic is on. She's got lips that taste like wine. I like hers, she likes mine. What a perfect combination, the wonder we
she sits upon my knee. I take bits, so does she. What a perfect combination. No wonder we're in love. She taught me one thing. Love is only what you make it. And I know one thing. She can dish it out and we can take it. We both want a family. I want twins, so does she. What a perfect combination. No wonder we're in love. I like bread, she likes jam. I like eggs and she likes ham. What a perfect combination. No wonder we're in love. Can she cook? Can she sew? She can sew and sew and sew. What a perfect combination. No wonder we're in love. Once she liked crooning. Used to go for Rudy Valley. We started spooning. Now her radio is in the alley. I'll never rest until she's mine. And when she's mine, I'll never rest. What a perfect combination. No wonder we're in love.
Oh, scatter-gada, garatten, oh, bitten, oh, bitten, a batten, batten, da, ribbity-bick, a crack, a rookity, baby.
She taught me one thing. Love is only what you make it. And I know one thing. She can dish it out and I can take it. Fragrant as a blushing rose. Wish I had Durante's nose. What a perfect combination. No wonder we're in love. Turn me over. I'm all done on this side.
Eddie Cantor, November 2nd, 1932, and What a Perfect Combination. Before that, from the soundtrack of the 1933 Eddie Cantor picture Roman Scandals, which also starred Ruth Etting and Gloria Stewart, it was Keep Young and Beautiful, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. We began with Eddie on January 6, 1932, with some good advice, Laugh It Off. Eddie Cantor, born January 31, 1892. I'm the young and beautiful, young. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 27th, marked the birth in 1888 in Danville, Kentucky, of Harry Frankel. You may know him better as Singin' Sam. The family moved to Richmond, Indiana in 1897, and in 1908, Harry became a professional minstrel performer for Coburn's Minstrels, later with Al G. Field Minstrels, and in the late 20s teamed up with Joe Dunleavy and went on the vaudeville circuit as the Two Blackbirds. His radio career began in 1930 on WLW in Cincinnati, hosting a show sponsored by the Great Lakes Lawnmower Company. He billed himself as Singin' Sam the Lawnmower Man. He was heard by an executive of the Barbasol Company and went to New York, where he debuted on WABC on July 20, 1931, as Singin' Sam the Barbasol Man. He made one film as himself in 1934 as This Little Piggy Went to Market, one of Paramount's Screen Song series, which featured the bouncing ball. From 1937 to 42, he hosted Refreshment Time with Singin' Sam for Coca-Cola, which was transcribed in New York and distributed to radio stations on 16-inch discs. In 1945, after the musicians' strike was settled, Sam formed Transcription Sales Company and produced his own series of 260 15-minute programs called Reminiscin' with Singin' Sam. Harry Frankel died of a heart attack on June 12, 1948 in Richmond, Indiana. Here's Harry Frankel.
Everybody seems to talk of prohibition and what they'll drink when everything is dry. How you gonna get around this new condition and keep a happy twinkle in your eye? It's very easy now to get a drink. But tell me, did you ever stop to think? How are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you going to do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eyes? What of the wedding and the christening and the wake when your dear friends die? Oh, how are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? There again will any man be late for dinner. They'll never miss their train at 5:15. All the fleshy boys will fade and grow much thinner, and everyone will be a candy bean. If they pack the soda fountains to the door and turn the bars all into dry goods stores. Now, all those in favor of prohibition, say aye. I'm glad to see you're all so ambitious. Now, all those not in favor of prohibition, say aye. I thought so, because how are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you gonna do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eyes? Now, we took this country from the Indians, but they can have it back again in July. Oh, how are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry?
My wonderful one, whenever I'm dreaming, love light gleaming, I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold, dear, to cuddle and fall near to me. Yes, you, only you, in the shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's none like you. I adore you, my life I live for you, my wonderful, wonderful one. Beating fast of my faithful heart, company make all my sorrow.
chirping of the birdies on the sycamore tree. They're lucky to be so happy and free. I know that they're chirping out a little ditty to me. I hear them saying early every morn, get up, get up, get up. The chirruping of the birdies on the sycamore tree. It's lovely to see them having a spree. A cheeky one this morning popped up on the sill and said, get out of bed. Hopping about, skipping about, flopping about, and nipping about the whole day through. And the funny little things they do, oh, I know they would amuse you too. Flying a bit, doing a jig, looking for grit, pecking a twig, their necks all screwed. Then I seem to hear them say, get out of bed, shift your lazy head. Don't you know that Dickie wants his little piece of bread?
Okay, I see that baffled look on your face, and no, that last record wasn't by Singin' Sam. Singin' Sam didn't make all that many records, and unfortunately I have only a couple of them. So I finished out the segment on Harry Frankel by playing a record by another but unrelated Frankel, the British band of Ben Frankel and his orchestra with Gracie Fields and the Dickie Bird Hop, recorded in London in November 1938. We began the segment with Harry Frankel, long before he became Singin' Sam, and How You Gonna Wet Your Whistle, recorded in 1919, bemoaning the approach of Prohibition. That was followed by Singin' Sam and Wonderful One, which I suspect is a radio transcription, and although I don't know from when, it's a nice recording nonetheless. Singin' Sam, Harry Frankel, born January 27th, 1888.
Listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
I'd like to say hi and welcome to the 7 new listeners who signed up this past week to receive the weekly playlist by email. Each Sunday, I email a list of songs and artists on the show for the upcoming week. It lets you know what will be played on the show and can act as a reminder for you to click in if you listen to RadioFreeWorld.com over the internet. I don't send anything else and certainly don't give, rent, or sell your email address to anyone else, so if you'd like to receive the playlist, you can sign up on the website at www.RapidlyRotatingRecords.com or just send me an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and request to be added to the mailing list. That's www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope to hear from you. Last week, January 27th, marked the birth in New York City of George Guard De Silva, better known as Buddy De Silva. He's best known as the lyricist in the great songwriting team of De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, but he collaborated with other composers both before and after Brown and Henderson. He grew up in California and attended USC. He collaborated with Al Jolson in the 1918 show Sinbad, and among his famous early songs are Avalon, April Showers, Look for the Silver Lining, California Here I Come, and If You Knew Susie. He joined Brown and Henderson in 1925 to write the score for the show George White's Scandals and stayed with them until 1931, when he wrote lyrics for the 1932 Broadway musical Take a Chance. In the mid-30s, he produced the Shirley Temple films The Little Colonel, The Littlest Rebel, Captain January, Poor Little Rich Girl, and Stowaway, and later became an executive for Capitol Records. He died on July 11, 1950, in Los Angeles. Here are just three of Buddy De Silva's hundreds of songs.
Susie, like I know Susie. Oh, oh. I want a girl. Susie has a perfect reputation. No one ever saw her on a spree. Nobody knows where Susie goes. Nobody knows but me. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses. Oh, oh, what a future she possesses. Out in public, how she can yawn. In a parlor, you would think the war was on if you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl. Praising the Lord, but on Monday she's as busy as a Ford. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. I had a mustache and trained it like a pup. She's got such hot lips, she kissed me once and burned it up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, whoa, 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 what a girl.
In the hands of a girl like you. You're an old meanie, I'm a big booby. I just go nutty in the hands of a girl like you. For me, you played me for a sap. For you, you thought you laid a trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You've done just what I wanted you to. Silly old smoothie, crafty old salty, I'll stick like putty to the hands of a girl like you. Thank you.
three sets of lyrics from the pen of Buddy De Silva. No Brown and Henderson, just De Silva. We began with Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra and California Here I Come with the vocal trio of Phil Dewey, Frank Luther, and Leo O'Rourke from August 23, 1928. Next, it was Eddie Cantor once again, April 6, 1925, and If You Knew Susie with the music by Joseph Meyer. We finished up with the British band of DeBroy Summers with Dan Donovan singing the Buddy De Silva lyric to You're an Old Smoothie. You're an Old Smoothie was composed by Richard Whiting and Naceo Herb Brown for the 1932 show Take a Chance. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Colton, Ohio, of bandleader and composer Isham Jones. As you often hear on this show, Jones was leader of an outstanding dance band, most notably between 1930 and 35, but he was equally as important as a composer, and so we're going to devote not one, but two segments to Isham Jones. The first will be Isham Jones' band playing songs by others, and the second will be others playing songs by Isham Jones. Here's Isham Jones and his orchestra. Thank you. Isham Jones and his orchestra, October 2, 1925, in the original Charleston, written by James P. Johnson and Cecil Mack, and featured in the 1923 musical Runnin' Wild. The pianist in the band for that recording was Roy Bargee. The original Charleston was preceded by My Dance, written by Henry King, Herb Mandel, and Frank Littow, and recorded April 29, 1935. We started off with My Honey's Lovin' Arms, written by Harry Ruby and Joseph Meyer from July of 1922.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last segment, we played songs played by Isham Jones and his orchestra. This segment, we've got songs written by Isham Jones, but played by others. Here to start us off is Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra.
Whip it, Slim. Thank you.
somebody new. There's somebody who looks better to you. There's somebody taking my old place in your heart. Yes, there's no one to blame. It's all in the game, but you're not the same. And there's no mistaking that we drifted apart. I know there's something I miss in every kiss when you give kisses to me. And each little caress seems a bit less than it should be. I guess there's nothing to do, nothing to say, so I'm on my way. It's all for the old love when it's somebody new.
Thank you. such a loving pair, the wooden soldier and the china doll. They're keeping steady company in baby's nursery, the wooden soldier and the china doll. There'll be a big affair, the toys will all be there, with music by the Toyland Symphony. And to the strains of Lohengrin, you'll see them marching in, the wooden soldier and the china doll.
Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees from a hit of the week record released in February of 1932, and the Wooden Soldier and the China Doll, composed by Isham Jones with lyrics by Charles Newman. That was preceded by one of Isham Jones' most famous compositions, It Had to Be You, performed there by the Broadway Broadcasters, a Sam Lannon pseudonym, recorded April 11, 1924. That, of course, was an instrumental version of It Had to Be You, but lyrics to the tune were written by Gus Kahn. We began with another Jones composition, There's Somebody New, performed by Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra on March 5, 1928. The Gus Kahn lyric was sung by Gene Dahlgren. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.